Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another happy hour. As always, drink responsibly if you choose to do so. Also, a content warning for this one. We're going to be talking about some maybe triggering food issues or eating disorders. Just anything kind of sensitive around food and weight. So if that's something you don't want to hear right now, then totally, totally understand. I don't think we're going to get too serious about anything, but just a heads up. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
So I really like margaritas, and one of the hot sauce companies that I like created one called Pineapple Jalapenos, which is my favorite. So I got that mix, added some tequila, added some bubble water, and more jalapenos because yes, and I am drinking a pineapple jalapeno margarita.
That sounds so good.
It's nice. What about you?
I'm still working through my galactic gin drink. Because I made a batch. I know this can get confusing, listeners, but we do like big chunks of recording at once. So I made a batch and I never finished it the last time we were recording a happy hour. So it's just my butterfly pea flower edible glitter infused gin with some lime juice and a lot of bubble water. And it's very refreshing and very pretty. Very, very pretty. And actually, we did an episode on Savor on butterfly pea flower. And recently on our Instagram, we posted about a picture of the gin. It's really pretty, if I do say so myself. So, yeah, if you want to go check that out. So, I don't think this one's going to be very long. But recently, I was eating a meal. And it was very good. It was, like, really good. And I caught myself thinking, like, you're allowed to have one more bite. And I just stopped in that moment and thought, like, it's not a healthy way to really think about this. Because it was definitely, like, a very withholding thought of, like, you can have one more, but that's it. And I know you can have conversations about, you know, you don't want to eat too much and make yourself feel terrible. But it wasn't that at all. It was like, I'm going to feel guilty if I go over this line. You're allowed to have one more bite. And I just started thinking about all of this language we have like that around food. Whether it's like, you know, your guilty pleasures or indulging and all of the stuff, and how it is for me, it's a very guilt-based thing. Eating or not eating. It can go both ways, but it was just like clear as a bell in my head thinking aloud, like I'm not allowed to eat and to feel joy and to feel satisfied. And I do that a lot. I do that like kind of controlling, you can't go past this mark of the dish, or you can only eat half of this or whatever. And it's just not healthy. And I think it kind of surprised me because it's not like this is new information to me, but it surprised me how like it was such a natural thought. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many intrusive thoughts. And mm-hmm. when you originally think it, you're trying to backtrack. I mean, it comes mm-hmm. down for a lot of people, for you specifically too, the self-deprecating level of like things that you're trying to control about yourself and or things that you hate about yourself. So you have these ideas on how to prevent this. But for me, it's like very misogynistic and ass things that I might mm-hmm. say about other people. I'm like, wow, that was really sexist. I have to stop. You know, things like mm-hmm. still controlling in my mind. Then I'm like, I have to be less judgmental. I also mm-hmm. have the like, I don't look good in this. I would never wear that. I could never wear yeah. this. That was something I was recently thinking about when it came to a dress, a gorgeous dress. And I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. I could not want to get away with that. And that's the first thing mm-hmm. I thought. Of course, there's a difference between being comfortable versus, yeah. you know, what you think you can, can't do, but what is allowed mm-hmm. for you, like you're talking about. But yeah, definitely mm-hmm. that's so common, but it's so hard to undo, even though we know, yeah. we know. This is not how we have to be, or this is not how we have to accept things. But yet the years of training yourself, it's really hard to undo that.
Yeah, it is. And it just felt so natural in that moment to think that. And I was at a Dungeons & Dragons session lately, and it went swimmingly, and it was great.
Okay.
But I had a moment where I was just really uncomfortable in my body. Like, I was like, oh gosh, because I'm the dungeon master. They're all looking at me. And I, no joke, tied my jacket around my waist for like only because I felt insecure. And then later I was like, oh, they probably thought I was in my period. And then I was embarrassed about that. And I was like, this is so much shame for just having a human body. Like, right. What is this?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, we've had these conversations before and I hate it because I do it. And then my friends do it. And I feel like I can't tell them off. But they're also impacting me. And I know I'm impacting them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying anything. So it's almost like I'm co-signing on like, oh yeah, that's an okay way to think. But then the fact that they're saying that is also impacting me.
Right.
Because it tells me that they think that way. And then I'm included in this way of thinking. So it's so weird. It feels like, you're right, it's a lot to undo. It's just so embedded in our society and in the way we think, and like every commercial you could ever see, it's just, it feels like it's a method of control for me, but it's also out of my control. I don't know if that makes any sense, but because it's been so ingrained and I see it everywhere, I feel like I can't control it, but it is also weirdly one of the few things I feel like I have control over.
Right.
I don't know.
No, I mean, that's exactly what that is. A lot of times it is a lack of control that pushes us into those habits. Mm-hmm. And then when we're trying to undo it, we can't let it go. So it's a back and forth that is really hard to do, which is why we talk about therapy so much, because you need a guideline sometimes mm-hmm. and a guidance to do that, because we have learned so much self-harming behavior growing up, especially as young girls, mm-hmm. growing up young girls with trauma. There's only so much you can do in order to give some kind of control over yourself and your autonomy. Mm-hmm. And these are the ways to do it, as well as knowing that this control could lead to acceptance because this is what the society wants you to be. So therefore, you're controlling yourself to become that mm-hmm. as a narrative, but then it's a bigger party. But yeah, that's that whole meta level of like, but who's really controlling you then?
Right. Yeah. Oof.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much to think about. And it's just, I said it before in a past episode, I think, but it's like, yeah. I just want to eat this food. Why is it that it becomes this like push and pull of, it's not even about, I'm just so bad at listening to my body. Everything is about something else when it comes to my body. It's about what other people want or what society has told me I want. And because of the pandemic and I'm not exercising as much, it's become like a source of panic. Like I can feel a panic when I'm eating. And I would have that before, but not like this. And so I'm really working on it. And I feel like when I eat with people, then there's the social aspect.
Right.
It's not as bad. Because then, like, they're eating with me, which is all, it's not healthy, right. But they're eating with me. And the panic will come later, or it won't come at all if enough time passes. But if it's just me, which it is a lot, because I am still, Samantha and I are still pretty playing it safe with the quarantine, it becomes like a race against panic and these messages that I've absorbed that feel so natural when I think them. And then I think about it for 2 other seconds. And I'm like, that is such harmful thinking.
I mean, again, it's kind of that whole like level of, this was one of the big things I dealt with in being religious, because that whole guilt of you need to be pure, and your mind, what you think is just as impure as your actions, which is a whole different conversation we can have.
Yeah.
That really, pushed me to a point in a way of like, this is how I think of things. So I panic when I have a not nice thought, not nice, you know, any of these things that I think is harmful. That's a thought that you really can't help. And then the guilt because you thought it is a higher level of like, what the hell is this sort of punishing yourself for a thought? But it really was something that was based on religion. And I truly believed to a certain extent. And I think for women who are told to be subservient on top of that, that's an added layer of like, being subservient means not being impure. Being a pure woman means you can't have these thoughts. And if you do, you're obviously bad.
Right. Yeah. Oof. Our long-awaited religious trauma episode, it's coming. but yeah.
Y'all, it's going to be traumatizing to do it, so.
Yeah. I mean, oh gosh. And there is a history of, especially more modern religion, tying morality for women to weight. So there's also that.
Right. I mean, for the longest time, and still, I think some people still preach that a woman must be there for their husband, and that means the way they appear and look, and that includes body shaming and fat shaming. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing. It always goes back to like someone else for me, and usually a man, and I don't even want the man. I hate it because I guess I want to be desired.
We're all getting to that point. We don't want the man. Just make it stop. We don't want any of you. Stop it.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I'm not going to lie. I get that way about like, all right, I've had enough white friends. I'm getting close to a cap. So, and I joke about that because I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with this. So I'm saying, like, if you haven't already made the mark, men, if you haven't already made the mark, it's done. I'm done.
You got to have boundaries. You got to draw a line somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think there's, I will be really interested to see as we're, oh gosh, I hate to even say it, but as I am going out more, I'll say that. I'm still staying in mostly.
Right.
But I am going out more than I was. And it's just been very fascinating for me to kind of see these differences and sort of this like duel of the Annie before the pandemic versus the me now. And then how these thoughts that I've just been living with for 2 years are coming into play versus my very, very big need to please other people.
Right.
And so I don't know. It's been kind of shocking. I guess it shouldn't have been, but I'm sort of surprised at how, like we talked about that party we both got kind of triggered at. I recently went to like a dinner with somebody and it, I got so overwhelmed by all of it. And I hate this because it makes it sound like I think I'm the center of the universe or something, but I just felt like everybody was watching me. Like my body was so gross and everybody
was
watching me.
We're not saying this in a good way. You're not saying that as in a good way. You're feeling judged. So let's not say that you're being the center of anything. This is not egocentrism. It's panic, anxiety, and self-consciousness.
Yes. Yeah. But it just feels like, I'm like, there's a logical part of me that thinks probably everyone either feels that way or does not care about me one bit.
Right. But still, it doesn't take away from the fact that you feel that way.
Right. It's true. It's true. But I hate it because it takes you out of the moment and it like sucks the joy out of everything, including delicious, delicious food that you're feeling so self-conscious about eating.
Yeah. I'm a little offended you went without me.
Oh, you know what? We're changing offices soon.
Oof, yes.
And I think we need another oyster getaway.
Yes, please.
To celebrate our move.
Yes. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. I do think we get oysters far more than almost anyone. I think anyone I know, but
yes. That's
still
our
not
joy.
A lot. Yeah, it's still not a lot, but
every 3 months we're like, oyster, it's time.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's an oyster place in our building we're moving out of that we have not been to. So we could celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do love those. When I am able to like let go, it's beautiful. I love sharing meals with people and talking over food and having those happy memories.
It is a joy.
It is a joy. I love making those memories with you, Samantha. Yeah. Well, clearly I feel like I've come a long way in the mindfulness front, but clearly still a long way to go. And this is a lot to unlearn. I mean,
right.
It really is. Especially when we still get those messages every day. Like, I swear every food commercial I've ever seen has some kind of messaging like this. So, continue to work on that. In the meantime, cheers.
Cheers.
And yes, listeners, if you have any thoughts about this, some of you have sent some really amazing emails to us before about things like this, please send them to us. You can do that at our email at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina. Join us for oysters.
Yes. Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.